Mr. Goaty Gelato, based at Erina here on the Central Coast, is causing quite a stir in the gastronomy world, winning a stack of medals at their very first attempt at the Royal Easter Show. And they've hit the gelato scene with a bang. And it's a very good morning to artisan gelato maker Dan Hughes. G'day, Dan.
Hey, Scott. How's it going?
Yeah, going really well. Tell us about the Royal Easter Show Awards. What medals did you win and what were they for?
Well, we won four in total. One gold for our banana cinnamon caramel and three silver. The other three flavours are the lavender honeycomb, cacao coconut and cold brew coffee.
Wow, that would be great. I wonder if you could sort of use that to make some sort of cold coffee drink as well.
Yeah, absolutely. It's probably it's perfect for a nice.
What are they? A frappe. You could make a frappe.
Bit of an extra coffee hit.
Why?
Go on.
Sorry. Yeah. Why goat's milk? And how different is the taste when compared to regular gelato? And it's not any ordinary goat's milk. It's gold medal winning goat's milk too, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. It's won a gold itself at the Royal. The goat's milk is from West Gippsland, well, in southeast Victoria. We make a Jersey cow's milk gelato and a goat's milk gelato, and we also make vegan sorbet. The Jersey milk's from northern New South Wales, so we try and keep it as local as possible. But our goat's milk gelato, it's an incredible product. It's really smooth, and it hasn't got that really strong goat flavour, because we spent a lot of time developing it to kind of reduce that as much as possible, and pair it with flavours that work really well, like the lavender honeycomb. It sounds a bit wacky, but it's very minimal amount of lavender, but it just really cuts through really nicely and works well with the honeycomb.
Yeah, so basically you almost just wave the lavender flowers through it, is that
much.
Right?
We
yeah, so it's not
show
really
it,
overpowering.
Show it to the bush. And
show it to the bush, yeah. And speaking of which, sourcing your fresh herbs and flavours, that's something that you do locally too, is it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're based in Erina. We're lucky enough to share a kitchen garden with the Distillery Botanica there, formerly known as the Fragrant Garden. And we use a lot of ingredients from the garden. A lot of our gelato, we call it from garden to gelato. So we try and use as much from the garden as possible. So obviously the lavender and honeycomb. We use the lavender from the garden, and also we make a really great turmeric and orange flavour, which is basically using the fresh root, the turmeric root. It's pulled straight from the garden, peeled and blitzed straight into the gelato, and finished with a bit of organic orange oil. Or if there's oranges on the trees, we'll use the orange zest from the trees from the garden as well. It's incredible. It's an amazing, vibrant colour, and because it's the fresh turmeric, it doesn't have that kind of grainy texture or strong flavour that the powdered stuff does. It's just really subtle and vibrant.
Yes, I described it as safety vest.
Yeah, it is. it's incredibly bright. But I think when people first see it, they kind of assume it's got food coloring or something in it, or maybe it's a banana flavor. But it's just, it's all natural, it's an incredible color.
It'd look great on a chef-y type dessert plate, wouldn't it? And we'll talk about your background in a minute, because that's fascinating too, and this is how it all evolved. But something that vibrant next to some sort of tort or something. It just wow them at the dinner party, wouldn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, yeah, we do a chocolate sorbet, which as a colour contrast, it goes really well together.
But also orange and chocolate work, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So with a little added twist of turmeric, it's definitely kind of something different. And I think the turmeric and orange flavour, I don't think I've ever, or we've researched a bit, I don't think anyone's ever done that flavour before. It's definitely one to try.
Mm-hmm. And how important are the ingredients and freshness, and what impact does that have on the texture as well as the taste? Because you're really big on the texture, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean the texture's kind of it's just as important as the flavour, really, because that you get that smooth mouthfeel, it helps the flavour kind of get to your taste buds. So our gelato's churned when we do events. We do a lot of weddings, but also we do kind of local markets. We're going to be at Avoca Markets on Sunday. So for that, for example, we'll be making the base. Today is Thursday, isn't it? So we'll be making the base tomorrow, and then churning it on Saturday, and then serving it on Sunday. So rather than kind of making a load of gelato up and using, you know, dipping into the freezer every week, which it, depending on the event we've got on, it'll be churned freshly for each event.
Mm-hmm. We're speaking with artisan gelato maker Dan Hughes from the Central Coast company, Mr. Goaty, at the Royal Easter Show in the sheep, goat and buffalo blended milk product section, Mr. Goaty won the gold for their banana and cinnamon caramel gelato. They won the silver for their cacao and coconut gelato. They won the silver for their cold brewed coffee gelato, and they won the silver for their honeycomb and lavender, which, am I fair to say, is your favourite? And how do you select the flavours that stay in the gelato van and put back into the fridge as an experiment that didn't work?
It's a bit of trial and error. I mean, the honeycomb and lavender was actually one of the first flavors that I did 3 years ago when I first started the business, when I was kind of experimenting with a small ice cream machine in my front room, and just trying different things. I tried a lavender and honeycomb one, which is both actually, because we traveled a lot, and when we were in Morocco, we had this incredible goat's milk ricotta, and it was served with lavender honey, and I was just blown away by how kind of subtle the goat's flavor was in that ricotta, because it was so fresh.
And the lavender would be subtle. Is that because the bees had been feasting on the lavender, so that slight flavor. So you've tried to recreate that slight flavor coming through from fresh lavender flowers your garden at Erina.
Yeah, that's it.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and that's the thing with goat's milk. I mean, it's. I think it gets a bit of a bad rep because if it's not super fresh, then it does have that kind of subtle goaty flavor, or even a strong goaty flavor. But because we use such premium milk, and because we make the gelato using the fresh milk, it really doesn't have a strong flavor. A lot of the goat flavor is actually in the fat of the milk. So with our goat's milk one, because we make the Jersey goat's Jersey gelato as well, Jersey cow's milk gelato, we use cream for. But for the goat's milk one, we replace what would normally be cream with organic coconut oil. So it's a tasteless coconut oil, but it gives a great texture, and it just tones that flavour down a little bit.
Ah, very, very clever. Tell us about your time as a chef in London and in Sydney, and particularly in Switzerland, where the demands of high-end cookery led you to become a bit of a gelato man, I believe.
Yeah, I've been a chef for 20 years. I've worked in Michelin-star restaurants in the UK. And more recently, I worked at the Three Blue Ducks in Bronte for a year. But in between that, I worked as a private chef in chalets in the Alps, where I kind of have guests, different guests every week, or sometimes they'd stay for 2 or 3 weeks, and I'd have to kind of come up with different desserts every night. So that's kind of what led to my creativity on the gelato front, and so it's. So we'd make our own gelato and ice cream in the chalets. And also, when I worked for, I worked in London as a private chef for a billionaire family there. I was always, obviously there. They want to try lots of different flavors and they host lots of dinner parties and things. So I was always in the kitchen, kind of experimenting and trying different things and coming up with different flavors.
And that's where it started. Yeah,
that's where it all started, and that's kind of what got me started and got me kind of thinking about trying different flavors. And we've actually done more recently. We did a whiskey pairing night in a bar in Sydney where we paired gelato flavors with a range of whiskeys. One of them was a Dalwhinnie whiskey, which is incredibly expensive, which was to make the gelato. I was doing my sums just earlier, and actually, I think it turned out it was about $9 to make per scoop. So that was a bit of a mishap in a way, because it was great to make it, and there's probably only a select few people that have actually eaten that gelato, but it's not really possible to make it again.
No. Speaking of which, and I don't know if I could come at that, but you've had some great flavour successes, haven't you, the lavender honeycomb. Tell us about some of the winners and losers, though, because you've had some flavours that have bombed out severely, haven't you, as well, trying to create the ones
Not too many.
Not too many, no, but there'd have to be a few that just didn't work.
It's funny how I probably kind of... block them out. I don't really. I did have a bit of a mishap in, because we've got an old Bedford ice cream van that's been renovated, and we're kind of out at events.
Yeah, it's an old gelato van, isn't it? And that's you don't have a shop front as such. This is your shop front at weddings and at the markets this Sunday. Where have you been able to paint the silver and gold medals along the side yet?
Not yet. No, we're working on it, but we're going to try and get those.
Sorry, you did dodge the question about your most disastrous flavour.
Yes. It was a kind of combination of accident and because we've got this gelato machine in the van, and we for a while we were doing this. It's a bit out there. It's a coconut charcoal gelato. So it's jet black.
Charcoal,
and the charcoal is an antioxidant, so it comes out as this incredibly black gelato. And we were doing a salted caramel charcoal gelato. It sounds weird, doesn't it?
It does.
I'm saying that. But I'd actually
mind you, not weird for my family, because when I barbecue, they get a lot of charcoal.
Oh, yeah. I hadn't screwed the panel on the front of the gelato machine, so I poured in 5 liters of this coconut charcoal gelato mix, and it poured out the front of the machine. And we just fixed up the machine, the van, so I ended up with 5 liters of jet black, what looked like tar all over the machine. And I was just in the middle of setting up for an event, and it was a bit of a nightmare.
Well, I hope that doesn't happen this Sunday. You'll have a real spring in your step. Well done to you and Julia, your partner in business. Great to see small business on the Central Coast thriving through creativity and hard bloody work too, I would reckon, Dan. So well done. And onwards and upwards too. That's your first ever go at it. Obviously, you can see there that they're not as, I don't want to malign the judges, but they're not that adventurous. You know, that's probably out of all the submissions, the banana and cinnamon caramel was the most conventional flavour combination. So maybe they're more into the the standard stuff point. Rather than your really creative stuff. So I don't know, but there's never any question about the quality of the process, you know, the artisan making. I think you've got that down pat. So keep up the good work, mate.
Thanks very much. Cheers.
Good to see you. We'll pop down for a scoop or two on Sunday.
Yeah, that would be fantastic.
Yes.
All right, see you then.
See you then. Paying for it, of course. The artisan gelato maker, Dan Hughes, there, scooping the pool, literally, with Mr. Goaty Gelato at the Royal Easter Show, winning gold and silver on his very first try. Three silver, one gold.
High on a hill was a lonely goat, herd lay, good lay, good lay, loud was the voice of the lonely goat, herd lay, good lay, good low. Folks in a town that was quite remote, herd lay, good lay.
Yes, singing it from the mountaintops, where a gourmet hub here on the Central Coast as well.